Our scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So, it has been a week, hasn't For goodness sake, on top of everything else, we had an earthquake here this morning. I know some of you felt it. I don't know if those of you worshiping at home felt it, but a little before 9 o'clock this morning, on top of everything else, we had an earthquake. And so we're gonna take a moment and just take a breath here. So go ahead. Take a moment and just breathe. Take a couple deep breaths. And let us pray. Lord, as we take a moment, set aside time to worship this morning, we are reminded that sometimes worship is just allowing space to breathe, so that we may better hear your voice. And so, Lord, this morning, through your word read and proclaimed, through song and prayer, Lord, may you silence all voices but your own. Amen. And so this morning we have this parable. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. The kingdom of heaven will be like this. It has been a week. It has been a week full of uncertainty, just added to these past 8 months of anxious uncertainty. We are continually reminded we have no idea how long this pandemic will last or what things will look like on the other side of it. And then this week, rising cases of COVID-19, setting daily records. And then on top of that, an election, a contentious election, and the vote counting playing out on our news media day after day. And the reality is, these coming months leading up to the transition of political power from one administration to another, it's certainly good to have some sense of certainty with the results of the election that we got yesterday. But I know even so, we are all feeling, for a variety of reasons, the uncertainty of how the coming months are going to play out. And so, as things would have it, we are met this Sunday morning with this lectionary gospel reading reminding us about the kingdom of heaven and about how the kingdom of heaven will be like, well, like something in the midst of, like something having to do with the way that we prepare for, or maybe even more than that, like something having to do with how we participate in the waiting and the uncertainty. Then the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, will be like this. And so begins this parable by Jesus, this short little story about oil and lamps and an occasion of waiting for a wedding ceremony, waiting in the midst of growing uncertainty. Now, Jesus told a lot of parables, most of which have something to do with what the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, as Mark and Luke's Gospels phrase it. It's the same thing, most having to do with what the kingdom of heaven is like. The parables are often told not as isolated stories, but grouped together so that they can come at the truth of the kingdom of heaven from different angles, giving us different perspectives on the image of what the kingdom is like. This particular parable, it comes right as Jesus, as his public ministry is coming to a close. It's at the beginning here of chapter 25 of Matthew's gospel account. Chapter 25 is the last chapter in Matthew before the plot to kill Jesus, before his betrayal and arrest that lead to his crucifixion. And chapter 24 before it, leading up to chapter 25, it is filled with apocalyptic and eschatological, right? Which is a word they make you learn in seminary that just means dealing with final or ultimate things. Chapter 24 is filled with all this imagery about final or ultimate things. Jesus foretelling the destruction of the temple and questions being raised to him about signs of his second coming and of the end of the age. And Jesus talks about waiting and watchfulness and waiting in faithfulness in the midst of all of this. And then he tells a little story. A story about a wedding. A story about a common experience of those who participate in weddings. Waiting there on the cusp of the ceremony and the celebration to begin. 10 bridesmaids waiting to meet the bridegroom with lamps in hand. Some of them, we are told, are wise, and others are foolish. The ones who are foolish have their lamps, they're burning, they're ready to go, but they don't have extra oil with them. The wise ones, though, the wise ones have extra flasks of oil, just waiting, ready. Weddings in that time or place, one of the customs was that the wedding party would be together waiting, perhaps at the family home of the bride, waiting for the groom to show up, to come, and then to lead everybody. There would be a procession to where the wedding celebration was going to happen. But this time, the bridegroom is running late. So they're standing there with their lamps, burning, shining light like they're supposed to, waiting, and waiting, and waiting, well into the dark of night, so long, in fact, that they begin to nod off. And finally, they all fall asleep. And then at midnight, they're awoken with a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." And so they scramble awake and they trim their lamps, tidying up the already burned part of the wick so that they can get a better flame. But over the course of the evening, as they have fallen asleep into the night, it seems all the lamps have just sort of burned through most, if not all, of their oil. "Quick," the foolish say to the wise, "give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there won't be enough for you and for us. Quick, run to Target. Go get some more for yourselves. Make a quick Target run. Find a 24-hour CVS. Do something. Go get more oil." And so off they go to get more oil. But meanwhile, while they're gone, while they're running around frantic looking for more oil, the bridegroom shows up. He has come to lead the procession into the wedding banquet. And those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you." And then Jesus, having finished this little story, he turns to his disciples and says, keep awake. Or rather, keep watch, keep alert. Be ready, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This, then, is what the kingdom of heaven will be like. This is a parable. This is not systematic theology. This is not even an allegory to help us develop a robust theology about all the ins and outs of Jesus' second coming. It is a story that is told to focus our attention at one particular point, one particular thing, one particular image. It's not a story that is primarily concerned with what the bridegroom is like or about what the wedding banquet is like. Here, the point is that the kingdom of heaven will be like being wise, like someone who made sure they had enough oil for their lamp in uncertain times. It will be like someone who is prepared to keep the light burning when things drag on far longer than you expected. The kingdom of heaven, this parable proclaims, will be like lights still able to shine if, lights still able to be shined when uncertainty shows up. The kingdom of heaven will be like preparing for the light to shine on, preparing to be able to shine a light even in the deepest, darkest part of the night that seems to go on and on and on. Notice that was the only difference between the wise and the foolish here. That was it. That was the only difference. They're all invited to be a part of the wedding. They're all invited to be participants in this great celebration. They're all there with the right amount of oil in their lamps for the expected task and calling. And they all fall asleep. And they all wake up at the shout of the coming of the bridegroom. They all wake up and trim their lamps so that their light can shine. The only difference is that the wise had, for whatever reason, had prepared, just in case, for uncertain times. We might find ourselves wondering, for example, what would have happened had the foolish, instead of making an anxious late-night Target run for more oil, what would have happened if they had just stood there, waiting on the bridegroom, with nothing but their need? And I suspect the invitation to come and participate in the wedding festivities would not have been rescinded. They would have been invited even so. But this is not a parable meant to teach us about grace. That doesn't mean grace is not a big part of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, we better believe that it is. It just means that this parable is about something else, some other aspect of what the kingdom of heaven is like. What's going on here? The purpose of this parable, Jesus telling it when and where he does, is simply to help us see that the kingdom of heaven will be like doing the things that prepare us to shine light even in uncertain dark times. And while we often think that preparation is what we have to do before we can even think about participating in something, well, if this here is what, as Jesus says, what the kingdom of heaven will be like, then sometimes preparing is participating. And participating is how we prepare. Right? And we know that that's true in other areas, other disciplines. Sometimes there's no real way to prepare for something other than to just get up and to start doing it. And apparently, the kingdom of heaven is that kind of thing. That actually carrying enough oil for your lamp, carrying extra flasks for your lamp, isn't just preparing for the kingdom of heaven just in case it happens to show up down off into the future, but that doing those things of preparation is actually participating in the actual showing up of the kingdom of heaven. So maybe, the key to being ready, which is what this parable, and in fact this whole section of what Jesus is talking about all leading up to this parable, it's what it's all about. The key to being ready then, perhaps, is to already be living into it. And to already be living into it is precisely what the kingdom of heaven will be like. That the key to faithful living in drawn out uncertain times is, yes, to know the hope in the future of the promised coming of the kingdom of heaven, to know that there will be a day. But it's also, at the same time, to be doing the work of preparation, of living into the promised kingdom of heaven right here and right now. And that's why this little story about weddings and lamps and extra flasks of oil is what the kingdom of heaven will be like. And so what do we do with that? What do we do with that? What is the oil? What is our oil that will let our light shine in uncertain times? That will be our preparation and participation in the kingdom of heaven? That's the question that this parable looks us right in the eye and asks. And here's the thing, the answer is not complicated. It ain't easy, but it's not complicated. Because all of this is about participating in shining the light of the kingdom of heaven, the very kingdom that Jesus proclaimed, the very kingdom that Jesus proclaimed that is both profoundly good news and requires repentance, right? That requires a reorientation of our hearts and our lives and even our ways of moving in this world. Jesus begins his public ministry, right? Of which this is the conclusion of. He begins it back in Matthew 4. From that time, it says, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And so now here at the end of his public ministry, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. Bridesmaids, prepared to see and receive this kingdom when it shows up. The kingdom of heaven will be like knowing the time is now to make sure that our flasks are filled, prepared to shine the light in even the long, weary nights of uncertainty. Notice, again, the five wise and the five foolish, they all fell asleep in the waiting. They all fell asleep. Despite the way the last verse is translated as keep awake, it's more along the lines of be ready. All 10 fall asleep. This is not a don't fall asleep parable. It's a make sure you have enough oil parable. Being prepared and already participating in all this that the kingdom of heaven is like, so that when circumstances require or allow, you can rest without fear or worry of missing out. That's what the kingdom of heaven will be like. And all of that is well and good, and that's what this parable drives home to us. But again, what it doesn't do is tell us what the oil is. For that, we have to take notice of what goes on around this parable. Take notice of where these opening verses of chapter 5 of Matthew are leading us. Jesus is finishing up his public ministry with all these apocalyptic and eschatological proclamations, talking about being watchful and waiting in faithfulness. All these things that lead to some parables, of which this is one, and all that leads to the end of the chapter, which is the punctuation mark at the end of Jesus' public ministry, where all this is driving here in Matthew 25, where Jesus says this: "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' And then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we did all that? And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." And of course it goes on, and the opposite is also true. Let me suggest that this tells us what sort of oil we are to be filling our flasks with and carrying around ready when needed. This is the oil that will fuel the lights that are most needed in uncertain times. The lights that will shine what the kingdom of heaven is like. Because this here at the end of Matthew 25 is also who Jesus is. That's the good news, family, that this is precisely who Jesus is for us, for you. That we, who are so hungry and thirsty, are nourished and fed, and all that we thirst for is quenched by Jesus, by his grace. We are the strangers and the prodigals, and he is the one who welcomes us into the kingdom, into the banquet, into the family of God with outstretched arms. We are the ones who are laid bare before him, and he clothes us in his righteousness. We are the ones who are in need of healing, and he has come to heal. We are the ones that are caught up and in bondage, imprisoned to sin, both by sin of our own making and at the mercy of that of others. And he is the one who has come to dwell with us, that we might truly be set free. So make no mistake about it. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like, because this is who Jesus is. And so how do we prepare? We prepare by participating. By participating in feeding and nourishing and quenching the hunger and thirst of others, whether hungry and thirsty for bread or water or for righteousness and justice. We participate by welcoming the stranger, whether stranger by custom or place of origin. We participate by clothing the naked, whether those who are in need of physical clothing and the like, or those whose fears and doubts, struggles or sins, shames or hurts or needs are just laid bare. Clothing and bringing dignity. That's how we participate. We participate by working to be agents of healing and to make sure healing is available to all, whether healing in mind, body, or soul. And we participate by visiting, by remembering, and not ignoring those who are in a prison of one kind or another, again, whether by sin or faulty systems or circumstance. Whatever sort of prison it is, working for justice that is always generous, good, true, and restorative. Let me suggest that if this is the oil that we are prepared with, if this is the oil that we are carrying around in our flasks, there will be light shining in even the most uncertain of times. And so whether there is a vaccine for the coronavirus in the coming month or two, or whether it's long down the road, or who knows, whether we know what tomorrow will bring, or whether we're in for long, anxious nights. We just finished up an election this week. Whether there's a Republican in the White House or a Democrat in the White House. Right? Since we are in a deeply political season, let's hear this parable and be reminded even that when policies and politics are moving in this direction that Jesus talks about at the end of chapter 25, we bring the oil of support and encouragement to keep going. And when policies and politics are working against it, we bring the oil of calling for repentance. But in whatever sphere, whoever your particular political candidate is, whatever party you align with more than the other, whatever it is, and whatever social or personal sphere we find ourselves in, this is what the kingdom of heaven will be like. Participants prepared to keep shining the light, come what may. And the invitation here in this parable, the invitation, the promise, in fact, is that doing those things of preparation, of practicing those things, of being ready to do those things, it turns out that is actually participating in the kingdom already. Doing the work of this present, inbreaking kingdom proclaimed by Jesus that is also yet still to come in all its fullness. Friends, this is how we find and shine light in even the most uncertain of times. By preparing and participating, by participating and preparing. And so then we just might be ready to see it when it shows up and to know it more and more. Because truly, friends, family, beloved of God, truly then, the kingdom of heaven will be like this.
The time.